We're back. Week 7 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Week 7 of the NFL season. Another great episode coming up for you guys. 5 picks from me, 5 from Hudson. I'm keeping this intro short and sweet. Let's get right into it. For my first pick, I'm taking it to Jacksonville. It's the Jaguars playing the Giants. Giants, as we all know, one of the stories of the league. One of the hottest teams right now. 3 straight at Green Bay, including wins at Green Bay and against Baltimore. They look good, to be honest. No one expected it, but they're 5-1. They're hot. Daniel Jones is actually playing very good. So is Saquon. And they're playing a Jacksonville team that's 0-3 in their last 3, including a loss to Houston at home, a gross loss, 6-13, and a loss at Indianapolis. They're cold. They're one of the coldest teams in the league. But here's the thing. They're -2.5 right now. So we have to ask ourselves, why are they -2.5? Because it's a trap. Vegas wants everyone to take the Giants plus money, but we're smarter than that. We're going to take the Jaguars -2.5. You know, a stat I want to throw out there, 20% of the bets, 40% of the money. So they're getting way more money than they should. That means the sharp money is all in Jacksonville, and so is my money.
What up, everyone? It's Hudson, back for another week of the Sports Betting Rundown. Quick recap of last week. We went 2-3, -1.7 units on the week. One of our worst weeks in a while. It's fine. We'll get right back in there. I had a bad read on the Packers. The Jets just blew them out. Packers kind of suck this year. Now I've accepted it. But let's get right into this first pick. We are heading to San Francisco, where the Niners will be taking on the Chiefs. The big story here is Christian McCaffrey, finally out of Carolina. He's going home to San Francisco. But I think this is a big overreaction by the entire league. As we all know, running backs, the most replaceable position. Anyone with a good O-line can be a running back and just run that ball. Christian McCaffrey, solid player. I've always been a fan, but he's not a game changer. Chiefs only -2 here. Chiefs are red hot. Niners haven't looked great in a couple weeks. We're going to go with the Chiefs -2 on the road. For my second pick, we're going to go to Monday Night Football. We have the Chicago Bears against the red hot New England Patriots. And for this game, we're going to go back to one of my favorite plays, and that is when the total is under 40, you take the under because it hits at 60% of the time. Now, if you've been a longtime listener of this show, you know that it is 0-3 on the year. The stat does not seem to hit. But I think this might be the first game we're taking it in prime time, which means it's bound to hit. Primetime unders have been on fire this season so far. Patriots, solid defense. Couple weeks ago, they shut out the Lions, which were the highest powered offense so far. The Bears suck. They can't score at all. The Pats can't do it by themselves. We're going to take under 39.5 Bears Pats.
You know, a lot of times the public, a lot of the tickets, when we look at over under, are on the over naturally. People love betting overs. They want to see points. That makes perfect sense. But whenever I see a low ticket percentage on an over and sharp monies on the over instead of the under, I jump at that because I've been hammering these unders. Honestly, it sucks to watch because, you know, everyone likes scoring. Everyone wants points. So to be able to come on here and deliver a sharp over is something that I love to do. Right now, it's the Houston Texans at the Vegas Raiders. The total set at 45.5, and I like the over. Raiders, 1-4, big disappointment, probably the biggest disappointment in the league, but their offense is very good. Points scored per game is 6th in the league, 25 PPG for them, but this is why they're losing. Points allowed per game, 26, which is the 4th worst in the league. All Raiders games are high scoring. I know people kind of get thrown off because it's Houston. You know, pretty bad offense. But I'm not going to shy away. I'm going to take the over here at 45.5. For my third bet, we're taking it to an NFC North battle. The Browns playing the Baltimore Ravens. And, you know, both teams kind of cold. Ravens losing a lot of close games. They're 3-3, though. Browns, 2-4, really a must-win game for them to keep their playoff hopes alive, especially with what we think is Deshaun Watson coming back. We think he's going to be good, but no one really knows. But regardless, they need this game. You can't drop to 2-5 and expect to make the playoffs. And the pick here is going to be Browns team total over 19.5. So this is low. I was really confused when I saw this bet because the Ravens, we all think of them historically as having a good defense, which they have had in recent years, but this year just isn't that good. They're only 20th in points allowed per game. They're below average. And the Browns, while they have a backup quarterback, they've been producing. They're scoring about 25 points per game. And I think it's a good spot. I'm not sure if they'll cover. I'm not sure if they'll win. But 19.5 is just way too low. So I'm going with the over here.
For my third pick, we're going to head to Dallas, where the Dallas Cowboys are taking on the Detroit Lions. The Cowboys are -6.5 here, which does seem like a lot. The Lions have been struggling. As I mentioned before, they lost to the Pats 29-0. I think it was 29, maybe 28. Total shutout. Offense couldn't get anything moving. But they are coming off a bye week here. And I think whether this is a hot take or not, I think it's true. This is a must win for Dan Campbell. Otherwise, he is out of here. Lions can't go 1-5. This team, this offense, they can do things. The defense, Aiden Hutchinson, they got to get something going. But we're not going to take Lions +6.5 because the Cowboys have been good. We're going to take Lions over 2.5 touchdowns scored, and that is +120. Now, you might say, wow, Cowboys defense been looking good. I know they've been looking good. But the Lions off the bye, Dan Campbell knows he needs to win. He knows he needs to score. Lions over 2.5 touchdowns. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take a player prop. I haven't taken a player prop in a couple of weeks now, but I figured it'd be time to switch it up. I've been struggling with the totals and the over-unders. Time to take a player prop. We're going to take Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown scorer. Bengals are taking on the Falcons here, 1 o'clock game. Falcons have been letting up a lot of points this season. They didn't last week against the Niners, but in their first couple games, that defense wasn't looking great. Joe Mixon is the go-to guy whenever the Bengals need a touchdown. He's only scored 2 touchdowns this season, if you could believe that. But I think the third one comes here. Joe Mixon, anytime touchdown scorer, -130. For my fifth and final pick, I'm going to take another player prop, another touchdown scorer. I already mentioned this guy a little bit earlier, and that is Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown, -110. Of course, if you've been following the news, McCaffrey, the newest 49er, traded from the Panthers. And I said that running backs are the most replaceable position. I took the Chiefs -2 against the Niners, but I think they need McCaffrey to score here. I sent out a tweet October 9th, way before the McCaffrey news, that Christian McCaffrey is the best player to never accomplish anything. I think this week that begins to change. The Niners have Super Bowl potential. Christian McCaffrey adds to that. I don't think they win the game. I don't think they cover, but I do like McCaffrey to score -110.
For my first prop, we're going to go back to a game and back to an over I like. So I think there's going to be a lot of offense in this game. And a player that's performing particularly well this year is Josh Jacobs, a little under the radar because Vegas has been underperforming. But Josh Jacobs, a breakout season so far. 490 rush yards in only 5 games, so nearly 100 rush yards per game. And he's getting a lot of reception work too. In his last 3 games, he's had 5 receptions each. And his line for this game is 2.5. So the last 3 games, 5 receptions, a lot of production, a lot of touches for Jacobs. Coming off a bye, well-rested this week. 2.5 seems low to me, so we're taking the over here. On receptions, Josh Jacobs over receptions, 2.5. For my fifth and final pick of the day, my second prop, we're going with an anytime touchdown score, and we're taking it to LA, SoFi Stadium, the Chargers taking on the Seahawks, and what's looking to be one of the highest scoring games of the week, the over-under at least telling us that it should be one of the highest, if not the highest. And so that means points, and points means touchdowns. And the new workhorse back for the Seahawks is none other than Kenneth Walker III. As a Michigan man myself, I don't love him, but I respect him. He was very good last year. Probably is due for at least half of Mel Tucker's $100 million contract, a wild contract. He owes probably $50 million to Kenneth Walker, but he's the workhorse. He's a really good player. And for him to score a touchdown is minus 110. And in his two games since being the starting running back, he's gotten a touchdown in each. And I think he does the third time. So Kenneth Walker, anytime touchdown, minus 110. And that's it for week 7 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. 5 more picks from me, 5 more picks from Hudson. Looking for a bounce back week. This podcast has not faced adversity so far. Last week was the only week that both of us were down units. And we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. Looking to bounce back, feel good. As always, rate the podcast 5 stars and subscribe, Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to. We appreciate it. We put in the work, do the research. And so far, you know, it's sans last week. The results have been good. So please, really helps us, motivates us to keep making more. And as always, let's make some money.